Our next item is lot and 50-foot right-of-way on Road 431 for Henry Seppi.
Now, this is a request to create a 2.186-acre lot with access from a 50-foot right-of-way. The owner's proposing to create the right-of-way over an existing gravel drive. There's an existing mobile home on the proposed lot. The survey notes that the mobile home will be removed. Del Dots issued a letter of no objection. Request can be approved as submitted, or an application for a major subdivision could be required. On April 22nd of this year, the commission denied a request for this site to create three lots in a 50-foot right-of-way. At that time, the mobile home was going to remain on the site. I provided you a copy of the drawing of the proposal. Today, we received a letter. It's addressed to myself. I represent Harry and Carol Elliott, neighbors of Mr. Seppi, who has a one-lot subdivision on the commission's October 14th agenda. Last year, Mr. Seppi presented to the commission a subdivision application opposed by the Elliott, which was rejected by the commission. Evidently, because of the Elliott's opposition, Mr. Seppi has decided to place two spite fences in the roadway in front of Mr. and Mrs. Elliott's home. Those fences are not shown on the subdivision plot that he has filed with the county. If the commission is inclined to favorably consider his application, the fences must be removed by Mr. Seppi because they are in the proposed 50-foot right-of-way that he shows on his plot. As you know, and as the commission knows, any 50-foot subdivision right-of-way must be unobstructed and open for use as roadway, road shoulders, etc. If you would be so kind, and please share this with the commission. Since I don't know whose area Mr. Seppi's property lies, that's signed very truly yours, Mr. Byard. And after we received that letter, we had our inspector go out and take photographs of the site, and I'll pass those down for your review.
It's a wooden easement. You'll be able to tell by the picture. It's a wooden stockade fence
on the side.
So the fences. Like right there?
This on the Shortley Road between Workman's Corner and Cross Keys going that way? So
you go across
in there. 20. Uh-huh. Workman's
Corner.
Right.
Okay.
And then he put this thing in there, and the easement goes up to the pole, I take it?
Something like that. Yeah, it's been the commission's practice to not. Things had to be removed out of those rights away. Whether they've been pump houses, that's come up before, and different sorts
so
of stuff.
Go, right?
Is it the practice or is it a actual ordinance? I mean,
well, if you have a right of way, it does have to be unobstructed.
It's got to be unobstructed.
Yeah.
Is a fence on the line of the right of way an obstruction?
I'm not sure that it's on the line. I'm not sure what it is.
We wouldn't know if it's on the line without an actual survey being done. A fence can go on the property line. I don't think you can block access. I would pass that ball to Mr. Robertson.
It can be on the property line, but you can't have a fence in a right of way.
It looks like it's inside because of the pole.
Is it in the right of way, or is it on the right of way line?
The pole line is probably the right of way line.
I was about to say you would have to have a actual as-built survey showing where the fence is located.
Yeah. All right. I'm just trying to understand what the problem with the fence is. Okay. We'll find out.
I think
who submitted the photos?
After we received Mr. Byard's letter, we had our zoning inspector go out and take photos.
Gene Byard of Wilson Halbrook?
Yes. He represents the adjoining owner, the Elliott.
I see.
I think the question is, Mr. Wheatley, is if you've got 50 feet and you've got a fence 10 feet inside that 50-foot right-of-way, it's an obstruction that would have to be moved. That's.
Oh, I thought it was right on the line.
No, that's what I don't think we know. I think that's
what we wouldn't know without an as-built survey. Because
I think that does make a difference to me, in my mind. Do you want to hear from somebody else? You want to hear? Would you like to hear from whoever's here? Is there anyone here? Okay, sir, come on up. Give us your name, if you would, please, and give us the benefit of your insight on this situation here.
Yes, sir. My name's Henry Seppi, and I own the property. I'm trying to divide 2 acres to sell. I'm retired, and it's a way for me to get some extra income. There's a dispute going on that my neighbor, Harry Elliott, has been using the land illegally. He does not have access. He does not have his own driveway. So the fence that I put up is on the property line between his property and mine and on the 50-foot easement. So all he needs to do is put in his own driveway to his house.
Does he have a right to use the easement?
No, he has been using it illegally, and I've been trying to get him to stop, and he won't do it. And it's not in his deed. It's not in my deed, any easement whatsoever. It's not in any county paper.
How long have you owned the property?
Since 04.
And at what point did you become aware that the gentleman was crossing your property, what you believe to be illegally?
Approximately 3 years ago, and I told him to stop doing it.
Do you have anything that to substantiate the fact that you informed him that not to use it? Do you have a letter or anything that you sent him? Or?
Yes, I do, but I don't have it in this paperwork today.
Just ask.
Yes, I do.
So from my attorney, you did notify him in writing.
Yes, sir. Okay. Now, I've called the police several times to have him arrested for trespassing, a whole bunch of things. He dumps trash on my property. He's done a lot, and I'm just trying to solve this once and for all. But he doesn't have a right-of-way to it.
How long has he lived there?
Probably 20 years.
Has he been using it for 20 years?
He's been using it with permission with the previous owner. The previous owner and Harry Elliott had no agreement to put in an easement. If they wanted to do that before I bought the property, they could have done it. Before I bought it, I looked into that.
Okay, we're getting into an issue that's beyond the scope of this commission, I believe. But,
okay.
It's.
I mean, it. There is no easement for him. And all he's got to do is put in his own driveway right next to it. Problem solved.
Okay.
Can I have a question?
Yeah.
There's a series of electric power line poles. Are they on the property line or are they inset on his property?
They're on his property.
So typically, the power line is put on property line, of course.
So you're saying that these fences that you've constructed are on. You're on the line, or are they inside the easement area?
Inside the easement area. Just not.
Okay. This particular neighbor does not have a right to use the easement, but the easement for whom you, the person for whom the easement is being created does,
yes.
And they have the right to an unobstructed easement. So those fences probably would have to be moved. Where you put them, I don't, they can't be in the middle of the easement. They can't be in the easement area because it would constitute an obstruction. And the easement does have to be unobstructed for the person to whom you are granting an easement. As to whether or not they can be put on the line of the easement and so on, or whatever's going on between you and your neighbor, that's for you and your neighbor and your respective attorneys to work out. But I think it's fairly clear the fences would have to be moved.
Well, if they're on the line, you're saying that it's legal?
I'm not a lawyer, sir.
Right. Well, that.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that they're not legal where they are. That's the only thing I can tell you. I can answer you the question as to where they are now, because that's where they are now, and they are in the easement area, and they would constitute an obstruction.
Well, anywhere in the easement area would mean that even on the line would be illegal then.
I don't know.
Anywhere the 50 feet from 50 feet to 50 feet, I think you can have it probably right on the line. I don't know, but what you've said is it's in between somewhere in there. Say it's 10 feet inside the line or whatever, and you cannot have an obstruction that's anywhere in that 50 foot right away.
I don't think we're not answering the question as to where you can put the fence. We're only what we're saying is you can't put it within the lines of the easement. Whether it can be right on the line or not, you'd have to get that answer from somebody else.
I would suggest you're probably going to need, before you place the, if you're going to return the fence, you're going to need to get a survey.
You're going to need to get a survey.
Shoot that line,
yeah,
to make sure.
Because you're going to want to know exactly.
I've had it surveyed, and I know exactly where the line is, and I can put it right on it if it makes it better, but I was trying to.
Well, all I can tell you is that if it's in the middle of the easement area, it can't be there. It's going to have to be somewhere else. I'm frequently admonished by our council to not give people advice. I'm dying to give you advice, but I'm not going to. But if I were going to give you advice,
yes, please.
What I would probably say is get a lawyer and get your neighbor and his lawyer and sit down and work this thing out.
I have tried. I really have. This has been going on for years, and I just don't understand it. I don't.
Yeah.
Hey, some people you can't talk to.
All right, I understand.
And then where are you? And I have consulted an attorney, and he says he doesn't have the right to use the easement, and if I'm close to the line or on the line, the fence should be fine. But either way, if I get the lot approved, the single wide trailer has been removed. I've sold that, and that's gone. So that's not a problem. And he is just a headache.
Well, if you've already consulted a lawyer and he told you it was all right, well,
yeah.
But I will add a caveat to that, because it depends on what question you ask the lawyer. If you're asking the lawyer if it's all right the way it is now as one parcel, that's a different question than asking the lawyer if it's all right if you're going to try to subdivide it and create additional parcels. Because then you are, in fact, creating a 50-foot right-of-way, and that may not have been the question that you asked your lawyer.
Okay.
And just to make sure.
I mean, that's possible. But.
And how much access is the person who does have a right to use it, how much are they entitled to? Are they entitled to have access from continuously on all four sides, which means you couldn't have a fence? So I don't know.
You could have a fence, though, what you said?
No, I can see a situation where you might not be able to have a fence, but it's for you and the lawyer and the surveyor and to work out.
Two people, his neighbor and his new neighbor.
Yeah.
And the new neighbor knows about the fence, and he has no problem with it. But
is Mr. Elliott here, or Mr. Elliott's counsel here? Want to say something? I see Mr. Elliott's counsel is here. If you would take a seat, sir, for a second, I just want to let's.
Okay, thank you.
Putting back in the shadows.
Yeah. That lurking.
The lawyer in uniform.
All right, sir.
What happened?
You can introduce yourself for the record.
Gene Byard to the microphone. Sorry for the informality of the address.
Fine. What's the other side of this story?
It's taking on all the trappings of a Hatfield and McCoy feud.
Yeah, sounds like it.
The derivation of the title to Mr. Seppi's property is the same as the Elliott's property. It was owned by Wayne Baker.
Okay.
Wilson Baker's son. I'm sure Mike knows Wayne Baker. Carol Elliott, Harry Elliott's wife, is Wayne Baker's sister. The Elliotts placed a home on the parcel where they live in 1984.
Okay.
They've been there for 25 years. The only and exclusive access to that property since Wayne owned it and when his father owned it before him has been the right-of-way that passes by their property, a part of which Mr. Seppi is proposing to use for this subdivision road. It has been the only road for the entire farm. Wayne subdivided out 6+ acres, sold it to his sister, and that's where they've been for many years. I'm not going to preach to Mr. Robertson about prescriptive ways, but whether an easement is in print or not is relevant. The question is use, and it's been in use for 25 years. I think Mr. Seppi is paddling upstream on that one.
Okay. Well, that's kind of where I was asking the questions I was asking earlier to find out.
I think the $64 question for you all is until and if you know that fence is not on the proposed right-of-way. You can't act on a one-lot subdivision. I think Mr. Seppi needs to come back with a survey, placement survey, showing where that fence is.
Well, if it takes a fence down, though, we require the fence to be taken down, right?
That's your prerogative. Yeah. As you well know, with subdivisions, you can pretty well impose conditions that are rational and related to the subdivision process.
All right, sir.
Any questions?
Anybody else?
Mr. Byard, who maintains the road, do you know?
Historically, before Mr. Seppi bought the property, Harry Elliott did. And the paved entrance, if you rode down 431 and looked at it, was installed by Mr. Elliott in 2001.
And he's been using it for 25 years.
That's correct.
Well, that's not an issue for us to decide, but I know what that means to me. Now, that's beside the point that we're being asked to address here. The fence is definitely in the area. As far as I'm concerned, fence have to come down, period. That's the end of that discussion. As far as whether or not you want to prove this, it could be that under the circumstances you're going to want to see a survey. I don't know. Yeah. Mr. Robinson, you have any advice?
You know, yeah, I think you summed it up. It either needs to be stipulated the fence comes down, or you need to see a survey, you know, just to show where those property lines are. I asked a question about maintenance because it seems like there's, you know, multiple parties involved in maintenance to follow up the earlier question. But.
Paving section that's on here, I'm asking the wrong person, I guess. Is that being used by everyone?
Everyone has, Mr. and Mrs. Elliott and Mr. Seppi. Mr. Seppi bought the entire balance of Mr. Baker's farm.
And they use that same strip of asphalt to get on and off, get to their house and the public road. Okay. All right.
If you need the time to think about it, you can defer it.
I want to defer action on because this is
neighbors need to split their own babies and the commission shouldn't.
Yeah,
be
I don't want to be involved in
splitting
that.
Splitting the baby in half, and you know, if
you've been using it and maintaining it for 25 years, you've got a right to use it, as far as I'm concerned. But that's just my opinion. I'm sorry, but that's you know, if that truly is the case. And I know that there's all kinds of good legal stuff supports that, I believe, is my understanding. But
the question, I guess, is you know.
But that doesn't mean this man can't create another lot. If he wants to create another lot, you know, that's really beside the point. But maybe we should consider it, and maybe we should ask for a survey under the conditions.
That's the question I have. I mean, if we defer, should we ask for a
survey? I would. I think if
I got a survey, but it doesn't show the fence. Right.
Well,
okay.
I'd like to defer so we can make the best informed decision.
Mr. Chairman, I move we defer action on the application and request that the applicant provide us with a survey with the site location of the fence.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on the lot 50-foot right-of-way on Road 431 for Henry Seppi until such time as we receive a survey showing the fence and any other improvements that might be in the. I'd like to see a driveway too. Any other improvements to the sites that show?
Yep.
Okay. any other improvements to the site.
But they come back and say they're not going to put, take, they're going to take the fence down. Then they already have a survey.
All right, well, I know. That's, I think that's a question he's going to ask. Yes, sir. What's your?
I may. Easily solved. I'll take the fence down, approve my lot so that I can sell my lots. Otherwise, I'm being handicapped not to be able to do what I want with my property.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, sir, you all have handicapped yourselves out there. You need to get that situation resolved before you drag anybody else into this foolishness, because somebody apparently has placed paving over a surface that they in good faith felt that they had a right to use. They've been using it for 25 years. And while it doesn't appear in writing anywhere, and I understand that because I've been exactly where you are personally, okay? The fact of the matter is, I'm reluctant to create any more of an issue there until you all figure out what you're going to do with this. But that's just, I'm just one of five. So I think we're going to defer action. I don't care if we get a survey or not. I think I'm just going to defer action on it. Let them try to work their issues out.
Well, I gladly will remove the fence. And that problem solved. That's where the headache is.
But do you see the issue here? You want to sell a lot to somebody else, okay, who is also going to use that same access that the other guy's been using for 25 years, apparently with the permission or with the tacit approval of the landowner previous to you, to the point that he even laid a strip of asphalt down on it, and which you have been deriving the benefit of since you have been living there. Did you compensate him for that? I think not. Did he compensate you for the land? I think not also. You guys have a problem. You need to go home and work out.
The asphalt is up by the very
beginning
of the road.
I don't care where the asphalt is.
Still,
are you running over it? Then you're using it. It's closer to your side than it is to his side, or closer to his. I don't care where
it is. No, it's closer to the public road.
But it's not on the public road. It's on your land.
Part of it's on you.
Why don't you guys just get together and create a common easement for everybody to use and go on with life?
Most of it's on the public road. It's not on my road at all.
Just go work something out. Because all you're going to do is create more problem for all three of you, who you and whoever you're going to sell this lot to. Try to work something out.
But there's nothing to work out. I've been trying to do that. That's why I'm trying to get this easement and be done with it.
Well,
is there a motion in a
second
on this?
If the problem was the fence, then I'll take the fence down.
Okay. The problem, as far as your application is concerned, the fence is definitely a problem.
Okay, and I will remove it.
All right. Well, you can take a seat. We'll see if we're going to take.
There's a motion, I believe, Mr. Chairman, that's pending.
Motion and a second to defer action on the lot and 50-foot right-of-way on Road 431 for Henry Seppi. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.